This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Aurora will no longer send police officers to Denver when the city requests help from neighboring departments. The Aurora City Council narrowly passed a resolution suspending mutual aid agreements Monday. Aurora City Attorney Peter Schulte.
The day-to-day actions where we have officers that work together along the jurisdictional boundaries of Denver and Aurora would not change. That's other aspect of the law that deals with those.
The move stems from a lawsuit filed in May against Aurora over who should foot the bill for police misconduct during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Those protests occurred in Denver while the Aurora officers were under the direction of DPD. A rare tropical bird has popped up at the Rama State Wildlife Area in El Paso County. The limpkin is a crane with a long windpipe, and it's known for its screams. That audio is from the Cornell Ornithology Lab. The limpkin is far from its natural habitat in Florida, but state biologists say the wildlife area has got so much rain in recent months it's basically a swamp. Limpkins are not migratory, but individual birds are known to take solo trips far from their home habitats. More than $2 million will be invested in reforestation and wildfire reduction measures in Colorado, South Dakota, and Wyoming. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service. There's another chance for scattered storms tomorrow across the Front Range, and in Grand Junction, the high will hit 101 degrees. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.